Zinzi.
Right. Lots of guys in jail do that. O'Brien. You use stories and you use people. Right? Zinzi. Sometimes. O'Brien. And the outcome of your talking with the detective in question is that you were able to reach the district attorney's office and strike a deal. Isn't that right? You were able to strike a deal that got you out of jail early. Isn't that right? Zinzi. That's right. O'Brien. You happy with the deal? Zinzi. Yeah. O'Brien. Nothing further. Petrocelli. Mr. Zinzi, do you know when you're lying and when you're telling the truth? Zinzi. Yes, sure. Petrocelli. You telling the truth now? Zinzi. Yeah. Petrocelli. Nothing further.
I want to take a minute here and summarize what we know about the case so far. Jose Delgado worked at the drugstore. When he came back from his break, he found that his boss, Mr. Nesbitt, had been shot and killed. He also noticed that some cartons of cigarettes were missing. What else? We know that Sal Zinzi talked with a guy named Wendell Bolden when both of them were in jail. Bolden told Zinzi he'd bought some cigarettes from a guy he thought was involved in a drugstore holdup and murder. Bolden was thinking of telling the cops about it so he could get out of jail early. Instead, Zinzi told the cops and he got out of jail early. Got it? Let's pick it up at the bottom of page 41, where it says, Flashback of 12-year-old Steve.
Flashback of 12-year-old Steve walking in the neighborhood park with his friend Tony.